Thank you, Lord. Glory be to God. We just praise you, Father, for all the work that we're doing, that you're doing in us, Father God. We praise you for it. We thank you, Lord, that you are bringing in all the provisions that are needed throughout this fellowship. And we praise you. And we thank you for all that your Holy Spirit is doing in us as well, Lord. We ask for your blessings tonight on our fellowship. And we thank you, Father, that everybody is focused and ready for some good fellowship and some good talk on your Holy Spirit. And we praise you for it, Father. Thank you, Lord, for answering all of our prayers. Father, we just ask and we pray that anyone that has a prayer tonight or a question for you, Lord, that it would be answered in a way that they would understand. And we praise you for that, Lord. Glory be to God. And we thank you, Father, for all the healings that are required tonight in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, for circumstances that are beyond our control are now under your control. And we praise you for that, Father. Thank you for this wonderful time that we're coming into. And Lord, we thank you that you've brought us all together. And I believe we're all here tonight in one accord. And I thank you for it, Father, in Jesus' name. Thank you for all you're going to do this evening, Lord, and bringing this wonderful subject about tongues that a lot of people, Lord, I think it's just one of the minor gifts. And I believe it's the major gift. And Lord, we'll just see what happens tonight because you're in control and you're leading us, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Has anybody got a prayer request? Well, I'm going to pray and I'd like for y'all to believe with me. Lord, I thank you for bringing down this deep state. And I thank you for that, Father. I thank you, Lord, that you're doing a mighty quick work about it. And things are happening at a breakneck pace, Lord, because your angels are out there bringing people down, exposing the corruption. And Father, we just praise you and glorify you for the work that you're doing and helping your Cyrus, Donald J. Trump, bringing down the enemy in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Father. Glory be to God. Okay. Anybody else? Has anybody got a testimony? Oh, Shoshana's got one. No, she didn't. Okay. Oh, she just showing me that little red ball, isn't she? All right. Nobody else has a prayer or a testimony? Okay. Well, as we talked about Thursday night, I thought we'd talk again tonight about the gift of tongues and what it is and what it means to us. And is it a minor gift or is it a major gift or is it something we need? Let's see, I forgot my clipboard. Are y'all going to talk tonight? I'm just asking. Okay. Well, this is something I want to. Yeah, go ahead, Ben, while I'm looking here.
Yeah. Well, when you said, is it something that we need? Do you mean something that we need, as in if you don't got it, you're not saved, or something that we need in our spiritual walk? I would say, I'm assuming that's what you mean, something that we need in our progression with Christ. Because for the longest time, I thought I was doing something wrong. And no, I was just thinking wrong, I guess you could say. It's hard to describe sort of that period of not having the gift when it's promised. You just got to claim it and then you get it. Anyways, just thought I'd
Amen.
put that out there.
Yeah, you gotta want it, and not only that, you gotta seek it out. That's what I found out. I struggled there for, gosh, seemed like months, months and months. Yeah, go keep going, Ben.
Yeah, I've also noticed that it's a lot easier when I'm on the Zoom meetings with you guys to speak in my tongues. I'm not saying that I can't do it without you guys, but I guess I'm just in the mode. I don't really know how to describe it, but I'm sure y'all know what I'm talking about. And then another one is when I start, I'm a little rough, but then once it starts flowing, it's flowing a lot easier, especially like if I'm doing something mundane, like driving. If I'm working, I can't really do it. Because I think I'm focusing on my work too much or whatever. I don't really know. Because I've heard a lot of people say that like they can kind of think as they can think in their own mind as they're praying in tongues. I don't think I've ever had an experience like that before, but yeah, and like yeah, I'm still kind of learning all about it. I'm letting the Lord lead me on it. I don't want to, drag it around or anything, but I'm real excited on getting better at it because I think David was kind of talking about it Friday, if I'm correct. And it really opened my eyes. And we kind of talked about it on Thursday. So yeah.
Michael, you're muted.
Oh, that was good too. My.
Play it back. Play it back for
Okay. Well, what I said was this, is that a lot of people think that the gift of tongues is one of the minor gifts, and just the opposite. I think it's the most important gift. One reason is because it stirs up the gifts inside of you. And when it stirs up the gifts inside of you, all the rest of them are available. And that's just my take on it. And we ought to always, as the word says, that we ought to always be stirring up the gift inside of us, and that's the Spirit of God, so that we could hear Him better, so we can talk with Him and have communion with Him. It's just, to me, that's it's integral in your walk with Christ. Yeah, Barbara, go ahead.
What other gifts are you talking about that it stirs up? When you speak in tongues, what other gifts are
Well,
you referring to?
there are nine gifts.
Right. Anything specific, I mean? I mean.
The great gift is the gift of the Holy Spirit. It stirs up the Spirit of God in you.
Okay.
Yeah. And which opens up the doors to the rest of the gift. Let me try to say it in a way that would register a little better. And that is this. You can't hear me, Julie?
I can hear you. I was trying to raise my hand and it wouldn't work. So.
Oh, okay. Excuse me. I thought you was having trouble. Okay. Where was I? Anyway, to me, when I pray in tongues, speak in tongues, pray in tongues, I do both. Speaking in tongues builds up my inner faith. Praying in tongues is my warfare prayers, where I'm praying for people that I don't know how to pray for, that I'd rather the Lord pray for them and then pray through me with the Spirit of God. Because as you know, that's the best way to pray. And it gets through quickly, very quickly, because it comes straight from God. Did everybody get a copy of that little booklet that I sent out to about from Catherine Cook. Well, you understand then what warfare prayer is about. That's a good thing. That's a great thing. We should be using that more and more every day. And I've stepped it up a little in my prayer time, doing that for people in my family, for situations around here, for whatever is primary on your list, you know, that you pray for. Praying for Ben and Andrew and Pat and Missy and Julie and Barbara and Matthew, all of y'all. Those are primaries. Yeah, Julie, go ahead.
Well, I was what I was thinking when Barbara asked that question, like how does it stir up the gifts in for me? I sometimes I'll feel like an anointing come on me to do something, depending on where I'm at. I've noticed because I'm not in fellowship with anybody except you all when we come together and stuff. But I notice when we pray in the spirit, or I pray in the spirit, or I pray with somebody during the day or whatever, and I continue to pray in the spirit, it makes a difference. There, when two or more are gathered in the name, you know, two or more are gathered in my name, Jesus said, there I am in the midst of you. So he's here in the midst of me with us, all of us. So when we pray in the spirit, I think maybe that's what Ben was saying too. It's like you. It stirs up because we're together at one, you know, one body, and then the gifts can manifest more, whether it be prophecy or healing or words of wisdom, words of knowledge, or that kind of thing, you know. So that's how I think maybe Michael, you were meaning. I don't know. That's where I see it. That's how I've experienced it anyway. Sometimes I'll
Well,
know how to pray. Sometimes I'll know better how to pray after I've been praying in the spirit. When we've been praying about something, like, you know, if I'm praying with somebody on the phone, you know, and we'll pray in the spirit for a little bit, and then we'll be praying with our minds because God's giving us revelation how to pray. So I find that helpful.
I got stirred up in the spirit just thinking about tonight as I was praying. Get stirred up in the spirit. Think, oh, praise God, we're fixing to get into tongues, and I love it. And that stirs up the spirit in you. When you stir up the spirit in you, things start happening. Great things. Go ahead, Pat.
I was looking up some scriptures related to it, and I kind of lost my track. But I'll just say one thing. I don't feel the enthusiasm that I think I should in praying in tongues. And I noticed in the article that she wrote, it said, now I thought I knew about speaking in tongues. I had prayed in the spirit for years, felt the fl sweet release of heavenly language, the joy of a heart too full for human words. Now, I have to say, I'm not sure that I have felt that. Again, not that we, are looking for feelings or anything, but I'm just saying that that release, I know that it is my experience that that especially when I am feeling strong about a particular subject or something, and many times it will flow into tongues. But I don't naturally or normally go there, shall I say, start out in tongues or whatever, it will, could come across later in the process of prayer. So I don't, I wonder if I have that same enthusiasm that I know she was explaining there. But anyway, and so I guess my question is, I'm trying to lock this on a particular. I know that there is a scripture that said that, praying in tongues builds us up. I haven't felt that building up. Now, again, I'm not looking for a feeling, but there should be, I would think there should be some sense of perceiving, strengthening, or building, or something that should be happening in there. Should there not?
What is the main five-letter word that we go by in our walk with Christ?
That would be faith.
Faith. We just believe it's happening. Sometimes you might feel something, sometimes you may not. All you know is that it's happening because the word says it. Build up your most holy faith. There's a lot of different re there's different reasons for speaking in tongue. There's tongues for edification. Okay.
That's the building up you're referring
That's
to.
part of your building up of your faith and your spirit. Okay. And then there are tongues for maintenance that just keeps your life level. Okay. Praying in tongues a lot does that.
So,
You
quick
can,
question.
yeah.
Would you say, so what is that scripture that you're thinking of mainly, edification, that it builds you up? Do you remember what scripture that is?
I don't remember it right off the top of my head, but I've got it
It's
in
in
my.
Jude. It's in
It's in
Jude.
Jude. Jude. Okay. Thank you, Judah. I figured one of you ladies would have it.
Sorry, I didn't
No,
mean to
that's okay.
interrupt.
That's okay. But you, when I said there are tongues for maintenance just to keep your life on a level keel, okay? You can avoid a whole lot of problems just by praying in tongues every day. I found that to be a true statement. And I don't do it just for 15, 20 minutes either. I try to go at least an hour. Sometimes I'll go 2 hours. Sometimes I'll go 3 hours. I have the time, you understand us. But when you do that, you find out that you'll make right decisions during that day. You'll find out that your wisdom comes up a level because the Holy Spirit's sitting there talking to you. You'll not even realize what's happening. When people start talking to you and saying and telling you, said, "Man, that was good. That was wisdom. How'd you come up with that, Holy Ghost?" That's what you tell them. It's God. Because when you pray in the Spirit, you're talking with God. God's talking through you. God Himself inside of you is talking through you. I know, listen, I know there are people out there that try to get people to talk in tongues by showing them how it's done. I've even tried that early on in my, but I found out this about speaking in tongues and the baptism of the Holy Spirit. That is, Holy Spirit can do that. He can get them to speak in tongues. All we need to do is tell them to surrender. To surrender to the Spirit of God. Just surrender to the Spirit of God and you'll speak in tongues. Well, how do you do that? Get your mind right, get in the Word of God. And then What the greatest part of that gift of tongues is Lake called it a gateway into the spiritual realm, a portal is what I think he called it. I think he said gateway, either gateway or portal into the spirit realm of God. And as you, the more you speak in tongues and converse with God, the closer you're going to come with him, you're going to be with him. What we tend to forget is that the Holy Spirit is in us. He's not up there in heaven somewhere. He's not over here. He's not up there. He's right here. He's right here with me and you if you've been baptized in the Holy Spirit. And if you want more, what did Jesus tell us to do? He said to ask him. Just ask him. He said, I ain't going to give you a snake. I ain't going to give you a serpent. I'm going to give you the Holy Gift. I'm going to fill you up, boy, girl, ever what? And when you get filled with the Holy Spirit, the gifts are available to you. How many of you want to be able to speak in tongues and then be able to interpret those tongues? We all do. We all do. You know how you do it? You ask him. Ask God, Lord, I want to interpret my tongues when I go out and pray or when I'm here and pray. I want you to interpret that for. That's the way John G. Lake came up with all of his sermons. He would go out and pray for hours at a time, and then he'd come back, and the Lord would just download in him what he had just prayed. Let's see, if somebody else that did that also. You'll have to give me a moment. I can't remember. But tongues is a great gift. It's the gift, in my opinion. I praying in tongues before a church meeting, before I would get words of knowledge. I would get prophetic words. I would be able to interpret tongues. I've done all of that in church fellowship settings. All of that. Somebody would get up in the middle of the congregation. Y'all, if you've been in Pentecostal churches, you know what I'm talking about. In full gospel churches, I should say. Somebody get up and there'll be a tongues. And the way it would operate with me, I would there, this this knowing would just come over me. And I'd stand up and I'd give whatever it was came out of my mouth. And it was right on. And words of knowledge, if I was praying with someone, the Lord would just put in my mind what to say. And it would be something that would affect their whole life. How many of you watched William Branham on YouTube and watched his words of knowledge? You never seen him, Pat? Oh, you got to go look him up, boy. He was wonderful. He would be sitting there preaching the word or talking to somebody, and he said, "There's a lady up there in the third row up there. You have had cancer. The doctor told you you didn't have long to live. Stand up." Boy, and some woman would be screaming up there, and she'd stand up, and he'd say, "Now you're healed. Go home and be healed." And she would be. She would be. That was a word of knowledge, and of course, the gift of healing. Both gifts of the Spirit. That's how the gift is. What is that's the signs and wonders we're going to see. That's part of this anointing that's fixing to come for the man-child ministry. And the bride. Don't forget the bride. They're going to get an anointing. The bride is going to get an anointing as well. But tongues is integral in your walk with Christ. I can't overemphasize that enough. There's two gifts that the enemy has tried to take away from the church the most. Can anybody guess what they are? It's healing. They come against healing, and they come against tongues more than any other gifts. They come against those two. You know why? Because they're devastating to the enemy. Devastating. They knock the enemy out. They belittle tongues. They say, God doesn't heal anymore. Now, how many denominations out there still believe it? There's a lot of them. And tongues is of the devil. I've heard that. I have heard that come out of preachers' mouth, so-called preachers. God help his soul. Go ahead, Andrew.
So then, I guess not to demean these people or anything, but that they should read the Bible, because then I guess what's coming out of Paul's mouth, as he said in the chapter 14, that he spoke in tongues more than them all. I guess that they would agree that that was from God, not from the devil, I hope, you know. Sometimes you get a weird translation in the Gospels when Jesus is dying and he goes, "Elo, Elo, Sabatini." I don't know exactly what it says there, but someone told me that he was speaking in tongues there, so that's why it switches a language there. And of course it was a language of the world, but why would he change a language there? Why would people who narrate the Bible even today put those same words in there, you know? So there's a speaking in tongues there. And God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. And we're supposed to be children of light. And this light is also part of our life. And it the edification here, you know, I think is already according to the Word of God, because it's written in the Word of God. So when you pray in tongues and you're being edified, it's going to be according to the Word too. That's already in the Word wherever you read about prayer. You know, you can read about prayer like Jude was brought up in 1:20, 21, 22, 23. There's lots of edification there on today's to Thursday. Another scripture verse was brought up right after the armor of God. It tells you to pray there, and you know, the helmet is supposed to protect your mind, and the breastplate is supposed to protect your heart, and this will work. You know, sometimes when you get a temptation that comes upon you, and just think of that helmet and start praying in tongues, that'll work, you know, or you just meditate on this helmet of salvation, and verses will come to your head too, you know, and even Michael was mentioning on how he would give the answer to him for something, after he prayed in tongues. Well, that's with the Holy Spirit. You know, God the Father said he would send the Holy Spirit in his name, the Comforter, the Holy Spirit in his name, John 14, 26. And he's going to teach you all things, and he's going to remind you of the things that were taught to you. I think that's what he means about edification. You're getting your mind set in a place, and your heart set in a place that it's just going to naturally come out of you, because you're so inundated through your eyes. Everything you see, you know, you might a seeing of something is worth 10,000 words, you know. I remember going for a walk, and this was two people of the same family, and one of them was yelling at his brother-in-law, his wife's sister, and his wife's husband. So he was yelling at this guy in front of the grocery store. They were putting something in the back of the truck, and of course I'm walking right through the middle of this, you know. I don't want to take the dog by the ears here and involve myself in someone else's fight, but you know, this is going right around me and going into that other guy, and I'm just going, man, what was that? That just goes around you and over to that other guy, you know? And I was going, now ain't that a happy family, you know? And it makes you think at all those times, you know, when things are not really said so nicely in families, you know. So that's why another reason you want to go visit family who maybe you should speak in tongues before you go and be ready and set and it's still like really hard because sometimes the Lord shows you things and you may have gotten ahead of the Lord and tried something and but you shouldn't feel the condemnation if you say something about the Bible to anyone, you know. And that's an edification too, you know. The Lord backs you up for what you did and what you may have said, you know. Not to make you feel superior to these people, but sometimes he does that with a person because he may have said something in front of family, and then you know you start feeling, well, maybe I pressed too hard or did something wrong there, you know. But it's really, it really isn't that, you know. He's trying to edify you. He's trying to build you back up because you're not thinking right on this, you know. And he'll do it for you. He'll say, no, Andrew, and he'll give you a lot of verification that what you did was right because you're in the Word and you're reading it. And I think that's an edification also because, you know, you do want to speak in tongues more and you do want to pray in tongues more. Because, you know, you really have to, like, I just jotted down some of these prayer areas: Jude 1:20 to 23, Ephesians 7:6-17 to 20. You know, the last it even tells you to pray in the spirit there, and Philippians. You know, our one we all know where we pray and to against anxiety. You know, be anxious for nothing, but in everything, you know. It's not beyond God to have you pray a tongue that will do the same thing as that verse says, beyond anything you can think or ask. And maybe that's the way you might be able to interpret your prayer. You know what it is if you're going through something and then you pray in tongues and you pray against that anxiety or whatever or that worry, it should come to you, you know, because it's an instruction. But God knows how to make you pray in tongues for those kind of things too, you see. So, because he's not going to go beyond his word, you know. So, but of course, you know, the reminder of John 14, 26, and to keep you in the glory, because we want to glorify God. We are called and we are justified, but we want to glorify God too. So to be edified by God is God working through us by his grace, giving us his workmanship in us now to edify us more, to build us up more in the love faithfully, because God is faithful also to do these things in us. You know, sometimes I don't know if we're shy or we need the boldness, but you know, there's boldness mentioned in those verses that I said, the one in Ephesians is supposed to give you boldness to know what to speak. And if you start speaking in tongues, he might do that with you. He might be answering that particular prayer and giving you the actual tongue for it. I'm asking that as I'm posting this as a statement, because it just seems logical that God's not going to go beyond his word. So we actually know what we're praying for in tongues, but it's supplied at the time when of what situation you're in or what you need, you know. That's a statement and a question at the same time. So, because he just doesn't go beyond his word. So that just came to me, like, as we started speaking about this. I correlated this because sometimes you don't think that way, but everything depends upon God's word. Our increase in the love for God, our obedience and our faithfulness, and everything comes from sovereign God. So I'm just putting this out as a statement and comments, and how wonderful to be in the family of a father who would supply these things for us beyond his word. Because we even pray that he's going to give you for the anxiety prayer, and there's in other places too in Ephesians there, that he's going to give you beyond whatever you think or ask. And your tongue could do that. You actually spoke it. Now God's powerful enough to move you around to make you do it. It's, you know, when an angel gets a word of God, he goes out and does it right away. It's sometimes we get it too, but we kind of have a bit of a problem adapting sometimes. That's the way I have to put it. Because it, and these are just statements and comments on the all-powerful Word of God. Okay, for no word of God shall be void of power. I gave you all, since His divine power, I've given to you all things pertaining unto life and godliness. You know, you want the right God here. And you better get the right word, but God's not going to throw you a serpent for a fish. He's not going to throw you a rock for a loaf of bread. So we thank God for everything. And you know, when you struggle with something, no, you just keep going with the Father. God the Father, Almighty God, whom we get to call Father. Not everyone gets to call him Father, you know. You have a Father in heaven. The dad you have, everybody had a dad. That's your practice dad. But you got a God in heaven who's your Father, and you can't hide anything from him. And you're not supposed to. Why would you? You love him. So I told my kids a long time ago, I'm just practice dad. He can read your mind. Sometimes your mom might be able to too. And same with, because, and the same with your dad, you know. Oh, you can't hide any. And plus, if they start praying in tongues, God can tell them what some of the young kids might be doing wrong. But you know, fathers have a special thing with God over there in 3:14 and 15 of Ephesians. You know, so if he's such a good father to us, then we have to be a good father to our children. Sometimes, you know, that I was a child once and I got spanked a lot, but you know, my dad didn't understand the spanking. He didn't follow up afterwards to tell him to do the hard part later. And you gotta know how to do that more difficult part later. And usually he comes in later on afterwards. Or maybe tells you this next day sometimes, you know. Praise and glory to God.
You caught me. Go ahead, Pat.
Kind of thinking about the same vein that Andrew was thinking there. And what I guess what I was, one thing I was thinking is that It's interesting that I can't remember, and I just did a quick search, but I can't remember if Jesus, I don't think Jesus talked about tongues. I believe he talked in tongues, and those times I believe that he talked in tongues, I believe they were all on the cross while he was on the cross. And there's the other the time that he spoke about tongues, and that was in Mark 16:17. These signs shall accompany them that believe. In my name they shall cast out demons, and they shall speak with new tongues. Excuse me. So he spoke about tongues as being a sign, which is, that's kind, I guess, kind of another subject, really, not related to what we're speaking about as far as, tongues, the purpose and the edification and the internal, and the strengthening and whatnot. But it just seems interesting that the tongues, well, maybe not. Maybe it's not so unusual that it would be. I was going to say that that Paul is the one that really described and explained the gift of tongues the best and the most. But now that I am sitting here talking about it, I can understand now why Jesus probably didn't teach a lot on the gift of tongues, because the Spirit hadn't been given. Obviously it was necessary for his, death, burial, resurrection, and then the giving of the Holy Spirit at Pentecost, which is, the instigator or the starter or the beginning of the gift of tongues, because it's the gift of the Holy Spirit. So maybe I just answered my own question, but anyway, back to that original story that, not story, but the word that was given to, I can't remember, Catherine. He says, but Jesus showed me it is much more, and obviously speaking about tongues, it is a weapon, a key, a divine frequency that unlocks realms of power we've barely tapped into. I saw, oh, I wish I could make you see what I saw, angels moving at the sound of spirit-filled tongues, demons trembling, strongholds crumbling. I saw prayers in tongues weaving through the heavens like lightning, striking targets on earth with precision no human mind could calculate. And then Jesus looked at me and said, with such intensity, and said, this gift is not for show. It's not for pride. It's for war. It's for my glory. And then, just like that, I was back in this body, back in the world, etc. I'm not going to read the rest. So, Jesus made it clear to Catherine that this was a part of the armor, but a divine weapon, unleashed within us. So, I guess I'm kind of interested in pursuing that aspect of this, and you know, what is really being released is the expression of tongues, giving over my tongue to God and the Holy Spirit, and let Him pray through me. Then you know that the prayer is correct, and you know that target has been hit, etc., and all of these things. So I don't know, Michael, if you have any thoughts about that as well, or anybody.
I'm sorry, I was looking up a scripture. What was the question, Pat? I'm sorry, but I wasn't paying attention.
I don't really think I had a question. I was reading the aspect that Catherine was bringing out related to it being a warfare tool, you know, a battle instrument, you know, when she and that was kind of what the Lord was bringing to her mind. You know, it is a weapon, a key divine, a divine frequency that unlocks realms of power we've barely tapped into. This gift is not for show, it's not for pride, it's for war, it's for my glory. And you know, so Jesus was speaking of it as a, you know, as a weapon to pull down strongholds, etc. So I guess if I had a question, my question would be, you know, let's just say I wake up in the morning and I start praying in tongues. Do I have to have anything in mind? I mean, it is a weapon, but it's always good to at least be able to see the battleground, I guess you might say, you know.
I
Other
can tell
than,
you,
you know, unless you
what
go
I
ahead.
do when I want to pray, but I don't have anything in mind. I just say, Lord, pray through me what you want me to pray for. And He'll do it. That's what tongues is for. He it's and one other thing I wanted to bring out. Is 2 Timothy 1:7. For God hath not given us a spirit of fear. I think I put it in the chat there, but of power and of love and of sound mind. That word, fear or fearlessness, I think is what it says in ASV, is the Greek word dalia. You know what that means? It means timidity. It takes that timidity away from you when you speak in tongue. You get a boldness from the Holy Spirit that you didn't have before. Every time you speak in tongues, that timidity leaves, boldness comes out in you. And that boldness is the stirring up of the gift also. That's part of it. There's just so many wonderful things that happens when you pray in tongues for a while. Somebody asked John Lake one time, Pat, he said, what do you contribute the power of your ministry to? He said, no doubt it's the speaking in tongues. Speaking in tongues is what he said. And he said, tongues were the making of my ministry. And it should be the making of our ministry as well. And how many people did he heal? How many people got touched by the Lord God Almighty, by Lake, hundreds of thousands of people were touched by this man years ago. We've got people nowadays that are being touched. We don't know how many people are getting touched because they pray in tongues. They keep building up their faith. They keep building up, stirring up that spirit of God in them with that. And that's something that is going to be very evident in the days to come. When you walk out on the streets and you see 15 people lying down and writhing, whatever's taking place, and you go up to them, be healed in the name of Jesus. Be healed. Be healed. Come out of it in the name of Jesus. And things happen. And they follow you around. You tell them about the Lord. You bring us the revival. That's what's going to happen. That's the power of the Word of God and the Holy Spirit that's in you. I'm telling you, we're coming into an age where we need to stir up our spirit every day. We're stirring that up, spirit up, and praying in the spirit, and just thinking on Jesus all day. When you pray in this, when I pray in the spirit, I don't think about nothing else but Jesus. That's all I think about. Is God, Lord, what you gonna let me do now? You know, whatever it is. Yeah, go ahead, Andrew. I saw you raise your hand.
You know, if you're thinking of Jesus, then let's just talk about how the tongues would. You know, salvation is instantaneous and progressive, right? There's a book about that. And you know, let's just talk about is grace instantaneous and progressive? Oh, boy. There's a grace strengthening verse that Paul admonishes Timothy to be strengthened as he calls him a child. Okay. And my beloved child, be strengthened in the grace that's in Christ Jesus. And a progressive verse for grace, where you get everything from, your love and faithfulness and kindness, you know, the fruits of the Spirit. You know, it's because of his fullness, we all received grace upon grace. And we know glory is also progressive. It's that verse we all say all the time. With an unveiled face, behold in a mirror. You know, and that beholding is by faith. So, you know, that's progressive because of what it says in Romans. Faith is instantaneous and progressive. Glory is instant, from glory to glory, even as from the Lord the Spirit. So you are progressing. There's various people here in different ages on these pictures here. They're progressing physically in age, but you can progress spiritually in age. You know, like, and if the grace is progressive, if salvation is progressive, then isn't this tongue more progressive too? A child, when he's a baby, knows a couple of words. Mama is usually the first word because she's always around, and or light or something, you know, something easy. But then they learn more words, and that's the same with tongues. You might even learn a second language in tongues. So, do we always pray in tongues, or just we do we just speak in tongues sometimes for edification? And someone told me a story once to pretend Jesus is sitting over there, and I never tried this, so I'm just making a statement here now because that's what I got. Is can we speak in tongues with Jesus over there? Anyways, just making a statement there.
Why not? Why not?
Why
Why
not?
not?
You know? And because the tongues is for edifying, it's to build you up, build knowledge. Can puff you up. That's on this hand where all the goats are. And knowledge can build you up where all the sheep are. Because that's what it says in 1 Corinthians chapter 8. It can both build up or puff up. We don't want puff. We want to be built up in love. So and the life and the light are collated because in him was life, and this life is the light of men. And the light shined in the darkness, You know why they don't want to apprehend it? Because the answer is in John 3:21 or 20. They love the darkness. And when you don't want to obey darkness, you want to obey light, and they can't increase because they won't take rebuke or they won't take correction. And you know, you can't ask an opinion of something or of someone who's not regenerated, doesn't have any of the starting grace yet. He might be hopefully predestined to come to it. But this predestined state has to make it to its calling and then to its justification and glorification too. God wants to give us his glory so that we would glorify him. And we read examples of this in throughout history for the last 2,025 years and plus in the Bible too. You know, a person might get a word, a statement in the past that's going to change Christianity in a very interesting way. You know, they'll just do it. They'll go out and write the Bible in the right language so that everyone could read it. That's from God, and it's a grace from God. And I'm sure the people wondered a lot, you know, in this strengthening. You know, when in 2 Timothy 1:7, with Michael just mentioned, I had my 2 Timothy 2:1 to be strengthened. It all those items that he said in 1 and 7 is a grace from God. You know, we were told Jesus Christ, grace is all you could be in Christ Jesus. Because if you're saved by that, then wouldn't the Lord want to give you more? It is instantaneous and progressive because of his fullness. We all received grace upon grace. And I think that's in the first chapter of John. Anyway, so a progression to even want tongues or more vocabulary in tongues, or even to ask the Lord to pray more, to be a prayer warrior, to you know, sometimes you have to be around the people who do that, because you can be really lonely and you wonder what's it like over there in Tennessee, but what's it like over there in other countries, you know, where you don't have this freedom to have this word with you. What's it like in some of the people that we supported in the past, and I think we still support them now anyway, so our overseas people and some of the persecutions they went through anyway, we have to really think on this increase that we want to be more mature in the Lord, you know, as a child and as a teenager. You sometimes think what you're going to be when you get older. Everyone goes through that, you know, when they're 13, 14, they think, you know, like, what's my life going to be like? Am I going to get married? You know, and finally, when you get it all, you go, well, did you forget about it? You forget that you even thought about that. But you see, some of you had this thought while you were saved. Some of you may have had this thought while you were predestined. But, you know, it's just interesting on all the intricacy of God and all his doings. He does everything. We were taught in the first chapter of sovereign God, that he does the good and makes the light and the darkness. So what's beyond God? You know, who brought the worldwide flood? That they found the ark just recently in Turkey. You know, why aren't people a little more oriented to look at these things, to know that there is a God and stuff? And why are some people so misled with religion? And why is it that they even have religions? We talk about 35,000 Christian denominations, but if you put how many different religions there are there, then you better want some edification. You know, like you could just walk down the street and see a problem. Sometimes the Lord doesn't, he just keeps you as you're going by, you know, he'll just keep you away from that. You know, you're not really thinking of a verse here or anything. You're just saying, oh, I'm not going to do that. But that could be of the Holy Spirit. And if that's of the Holy Spirit, and you know, sometimes you just get in you start to wonder about all these people around you. And you know, you could really get saddened by that. You could really have a proper heart position for people's eternity. And anyway, glory to God. And I'm not saying that these are things you have to do. I'm just saying that you want to be built up and edified, and you want to let the Lord to do this. He wants to build you up. To be built up means to be built up. Up to what? To look up, you know, look to me. Because only to God is your salvation. Anyway, praise and glory to God. To read the word, I'm told is you should live the word. And in him we live, move, and have our being. And that's the Father also. Jesus wants to bring the Father along with him. It's Emmanuel. And a lot of people just sort of concentrate on Jesus, but the Father's there with Jesus. Because that is what Emmanuel is, you know, because we died. Your life is hid with Christ in God. Just agree with it, you know. And the Lord will bring the words to you. You don't really need them now, but you need them at that time when you need them. And wouldn't it be nice to be built up then when you need them? Anyway, praise and glory to God. And I just pray, Lord, that these things would really get down deep in me and my one body people here with me, my friends, my brothers and sisters, my Christ people, be part of this Christ people. And I pray, Father, that that you would build us up, that you would build us up and strengthen us and make us a strong people and a bold people for our vessels. Hopefully that it would be we would be of service to mankind as God's sons and daughters. And all glory and honor unto you, Father. We have a new life, Father. Make it happen more in me, more in my brothers and sisters. Increase us, Father. Get us ready and keep us watching. In Jesus' name I pray. And may we carry you everywhere we go. May we have Emmanuel with us always. In Jesus' name I pray. For it is an eternal word for an eternal life. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. I put in the chat there, 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 11 through 13. For who among men knows the things of a man, save the spirit of the man which is in him? This is Jesus talking. Jesus talking. Even so, the things of God none knoweth save the spirit of God. But we receive not the spirit of the world, but the spirit which is from God, that we might know the things that were freely given to us of God. Which things also we speak, not in words which man's wisdom teaches, but what the Spirit teaches, combining spiritual things with spiritual words. Is he talking about talking in tongues and interpretation of tongues for us? I believe that's what he's talking about. And I thought that was very interesting that Jesus, who hadn't given the Holy Spirit to the people yet, told them that. That was very interesting. Yeah, Julie.
Hey, Michael, I don't see it in the chat. Did you hit enter when you put it in there?
Oh, didn't I? I did, might not have seen it. There it is.
Thank you.
I'm sorry. But anyway, and another thing, if the Spirit of God is in us, remember what Jesus said. It was in Jesus too. Remember after he was baptized, the Spirit came upon him. Remember what happened when the lady that grabbed his hem to be healed of the flow of blood that she had? And she was healed. And what did he say? Something went out of me. I'm just paraphrasing here. And so it wasn't that something from heaven came. It was out of him that came. So I guess the reason that I said that is the power in us is what heals people. And that's the power of the Holy Spirit. Power of God of the Holy Spirit goes out into people and heals them, delivers them, sets them free, glory to God. And it's not something that comes down from heaven, you know, flows down a lightning rod and strikes them and they're healed. It comes out of us. Praise God. And I get excited when I start thinking about the things and all the things that the Lord has, the tools that he's given us, and the major tool that he's given us is the baptism of the Holy Spirit. That is a treasure trove of gifts and war guns, I should say. It's an awesome thing to think on. And what happens when you speak? Remember when Jesus said, "Those who think on the flesh are going to be in the flesh, and those who speak on the spirit are going to be in the spirit." That's what he wants us to think on all the time, is the spirit of God. And when you do that, you're praying in the spirit a lot of time. I mean, you ever just be walking along praying in the spirit? Yeah, just automatically. I go down the steps, I'm praying in the spirit, not because I might fall, because that ain't gonna happen. But because it's natural, it becomes a natural thing to you after a while when you pray a lot, just pray in the spirit. And that is very good in your walk with Christ, because you don't know what's going to come around the next corner, do you? But you'll be prepared for it. The circumstance will not. I remember Lake talking about the time, you know, I think I've related it here also. Him and his wife were driving up in the hills, and I don't know whether it's going to make any difference, but he was up in the hills, And the Holy Spirit told him to just go all the way across the highway and get off in the ditch on the other side. And so he just did what the Spirit of God told him to do. And I imagine his wife was going nuts, but he went over there into the ditch and stopped around the curve. Came a log truck out of control, taking up the whole highway. And if he'd have stayed there, it'd have killed him and his wife both. That's what we want. That's what he was always very attentive to what the Spirit of God said, that we should be that away. Jesus was that away. Remember? I don't do nothing unless God tells me, unless my Father tells me. We ought to be the same way. And I'm encouraging all of us to do that because when we, as a group, come together and we pray, guess what power that we have together can do to the world around us? When we pray for a loved one, we know that the power of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 people come together, and we know that things are going to happen because the Holy Spirit hears our pleas. Any circumstance can be overcome with the baptism of the Holy Spirit and utilizing it to the utmost ability that you can. You know, I'm going to say it, I'm kind of telling myself. I get so mad at myself because I'll be on, like, I was looking for a song for tonight. And I got distracted. How many of you have done? I know none of you never done that. You probably never have done that. No. But I got distracted on something else over here, and I was looking at that. I said, "Get off of, get away." You know, and that's what I mean. The Spirit of God in you convicts you. Get away from it. You don't want that right now. You want me, and that's what I'm talking about. When you listen to the Spirit of God. He tells you things. He keeps you going. He keeps you out of trouble. He keeps you out of trouble. Praise God. Yeah, Andrew.
Can I read a Bible verse?
Absolutely. You didn't
Which
think I'd say no, did you?
it's in Hebrews 7:25. Whence also he is able to save to the uttermost them that approach God. Now here's the two very important words. Through him, he ever living to make intercession for us. So there's another verse on intercession, which is prayer. And this is the prayer of tongues. So I guess I got my answer. Can we pray, talk to Jesus in tongues? So it's a really neat verse, I think. You know, it's just there and black and white. And of course, we want that upon our hearts to know that we approach God through what he already called us to partake of. You know, the kaleo, you know, an invitation calling, you know. It's amazing. You can know a Greek word and not even do it sometimes, and then you do it, and then you get it. But it should, shouldn't it always be working out correctly for us? So the wonders of what God will do for us, you know. Sometimes I don't think we think how just how important we are. And so we have to keep our vision, our faith vision, faith, our focus, our keep looking in the mirror and seeing him. And of course by faith, because you know, if some of you women, you know, if you're looking in the mirror and you're really seeing Jesus, you better shave that beard. Anyway, I don't know. It's not the an actual, you know what they say, you know, it's by faith and not by sight, and that's what they say, right? So what's the faith, you know? Faith is not a denominational word. I'm a this, I'm a that. What are we? Tells you right in Hebrews, you know, if he's when Paul's talking to the Hebrews, he's being really serious about it, because you know, over there in chapter 9, he had a heart for those people. And in the book of Hebrews, he said, we are partakers of Christ if we hold fast the beginning of our confidence firm unto the end. So, you know, and that's who we were called to, and that's who we go to God to, through Him. Like, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. And you know what? You get baptized into His name, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. The word name was mentioned there, and I was going to say something about it when Pat mentioned Mark 16, because the word name is there, isn't it? In His name. You know, cast out demons, speak with tongues. If you drink anything hot, or if you take up serpents, shall not harm you. Lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. Is there a blockage in this water for some of us, or what's going on here? Is the plumbing not right? Is the pressure not high enough? Pressure's going to get high for someone else's word. Now we got to, God has to do something about this. Because if the pressure on one, if the dirty water's being thrown at you, then the pressure for the clean water has to be increased. That's the way I look at it. Because we don't want to get dirty. We want to be led by the Lord's word. The word that'll sanctify and cleanse us with the washing of water by His word. You know, the we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. And we're not going to live our lives, are we? Because we're doing a Hebrews 7:25. You know, we're interceding through Him to God the Father. Yes, we are, aren't we? I heard them say it. They say it a lot. Father God, Father God. You know? And we have to protect ourselves, and we need God to protect us, so that we get that focus that when we are in prayer. Think about the Father as one would think for an almighty God, creator of heaven and earth, of things seen and unseen. And sometimes we forget about that. I do. I'm guilty, you know. And forgive me, Father. I just want to love the Father. Praise God. Glory to God.
Amen. Thank you, Andrew. Go ahead, Pat.
I'm read so I continued reading. It seems like this the point you know, Jesus is was showing Catherine that the point of this, Jesus said, took me by the hand and said, "Let me show you what the gift was truly meant to do." And just as we read before, that it is a weapon, he said, "I saw in the spirit a great war, not with flesh and blood, but in the unseen realms. And there glistening like a sword forged in heaven itself, was the gift of tongues. Every time a believer opened their mouth in faith, that sword flashed with divine fire, cutting through the darkness, breaking chains, releasing angels into battle. I watched as prayers uttered in unknown tongues hit their mark with perfect precision. Situations shifting, hearts awakening, miracles unfolding, all because someone yielded to the Spirit and prayed beyond their own understanding. And I get what I'm thinking about here is that, I'm sure everybody has come to the conclusion that even observing and looking at these battles that are happening in the political realm that we can see all the way through the through the media and whatnot, the deeper we go into the battle, or say the deeper things reveal and become, revealed to us, the more we see that the battle that we're fighting isn't going to be won through the courts. It's not going to be won, when the Branson Brothers case finally gets released by the Supreme Court, and all this. Will that happen? Who knows if it will or not? Supreme Court is full of nine human beings that can be changed at the whim of the Spirit. For what this particular case is stating and saying is going to, if fulfilled, fulfilled by the Supreme Court, would be a radical change of what is, of our nation. So that's a significant heavy weight upon nine people, etc. But again, I digress. The point I'm making is that, when the battles that have been, won, and the election and the House of Representatives and Senate and everything, all won by the quote Republicans. And you would think that this the deep state would be down for the count here, but you would be wrong, because they are driven by a spiritual, by spirits that are not going to let them quit, and they are going to continue, and they're going to fight, and they're going to get worse, and they're going to hide, and they're going to, the battle that we are in, even if the courts should do certain things or martial law should do certain things, it's not going to wipe out and destroy this enemy, the deep state enemy, because the devil hasn't been destroyed. The demons haven't been destroyed. Because this is, and I believe the Lord wants us prepared to utilize the heavenly what am I trying to say? He wants us to learn to fight this battle with the heavenly tools, the heavenly warriors, I guess you might say, because it's not going to be won any other way. It's, there'll be many things the victory will be taken, won, and and achieved in the spirit, and it'll have its effects in the world and maybe in the courts or whatever it would be. But the battle has to be in the spirit, taking those spiritual motivators out of the picture. And so I'm sitting here reading this. I've only read those first two or three pages, but it seems like this is really meant for our time that we're in. I believe that when Jesus presented his ministry there and read out of Isaiah, and of course read, the Spirit of the Lord has anointed me to preach the gospel, etc., to preach, proclaim deliverance, etc., and went through that whole process, and of course stopped in that verse of Isaiah in midstream, not speaking the portion of declaring the vengeance of my God, because that judgmental portion of his ministry wasn't going to happen until this day and age, I believe. Not that he has called us to be judgmental, but he is going to restore, tear down the opposition, and restore righteousness and rebuild righteousness in the earth. And a lot is of that is going to happen. He is going to have to take opposition out of the way, and that is an aggressive battle plan. And so I believe this maybe tongues will be used by us in this latter ministration of this correction, I guess you might say, because our mind will not be engaged in that, in the, I guess you might say, the vengeance aspect or the correcting aspect of that. It will be released to allow the Holy Spirit and God to do whatever He needs to do in this time coming upon us. So I don't know. I think these are. I'm seeing this as something to ask God to prepare me. And to prepare us to utilize and to utilize this tool that he's given us here. So anyway, that's all I had to say.
Okay, let's just do it then. I suggest to every one of you that we pray in tongues for one thing tonight and watch God work. Lord, pray through us for Ben to give him the right words and what you want him to do, Lord. And I thank you that when we get through praying, that you will reveal to him your plans for him. In Jesus' name, does anyone have any problems with doing that? In the name of Jesus, Lord, pray through us in the Spirit to give Ben all the answers he needs. In Jesus' name, I praise you, Father, for the quick answer that you're going to give him. Now, y'all don't have to quit. I'm just going to just talk a little bit. Lord, I thank you that when we get through praying, that this night that you will give him either a dream, a vision, or speak to him audibly. In Jesus' name, the things that you want him to do, or give him a knowing. And I praise you for that, Father, because I know you're a good God and you want it the best for Ben. You don't want him to make any mistakes. And I praise you for it, Father. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. And I thank you, Lord, that Missy's going to quit yawning in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. I believe it's done. And I declare and decree it's done. Thank you, Father, for doing that for our brother Jim Ben. And I praise you and I thank you, Lord, for doing this. To your glory, Lord. To your glory. And the next time we come together, we're going to look for a great testimony. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. And Lord, if it be anything that requires a lot of provisions, I ask and I pray that we pray also for that, that the provisions would already be provided. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Glory be to God. Y'all believe it? Okay, we just sent a bunch of angels out there, and there's one going to show up at your house tonight. Amen. Thank you, Father. Hey, Joe. Glory be to God.
Morning, everybody.
How you doing, bro? We're talking about
Sorry, I
tongues
was a
tonight,
bit late.
bro. Oh, that's
Yeah,
okay.
I just heard the last part about Ben and things, so it's fine. I was talking to Brandy a bit earlier about a specific question, so thank you.
Okay. All right. Has anybody else got something they want us to pray about? I don't mind doing it because I know we got some people in one accord here. Anything pressing in your life that you want done, that you need done, that you want prayed about? Yeah, Barbara.
Well, I'd like for you all to pray too for me as to what I'm to do and how I'm to go to Tennessee if that's where he wants me. Well, I think it is, because I think a couple years ago I got a word that he did. Whenever, however, I don't know. I don't drive, and I'm just here, and I don't know. I mean, he could translate me, yeah. I just don't know any details, and I keep telling myself, be anxious for nothing, you know. But at the same time, we're told to seek. So I've asked the Lord, and I'm seeking, you know, just, I'm really seeking to wait on Him. Like I'm trying to learn to wait on Him, how He wants, what He wants. I just don't know what that looks like or anything. I'm just like clueless. So can we just all pray? I mean,
Yeah.
the Lord, like, you know, we pray in the spirit. The Lord knows what I need, and in that, I just keep telling myself to stop being anxious. Just He's got it all in control.
Amen. Well,
So.
Lord, we lift up Barbara right now to you, and we thank you, Father, that the same that you've done for Ben, you'll do for Barbara. And here's what it takes. It takes faith on your parts to believe, both of them, to
Right,
believe that
right.
God's going to do this. And Lord, I just praise you and I glorify you and I thank you for giving Barbara the answers that she needs, whether she is to come or to go somewhere else or to stay right there. And Father, we just praise you and glorify you that that is going to be done even as we pray and we break the power of this enemy on her that gives her anx making her anxious about coming or not coming or whatever. And Lord, we just thank you that she's going to be just waiting on you and not in fear, not in any of that. She's just boldly going to wait on you. And if you want her right there, you'll let her know. And if you want her down here, you'll let her know. And I praise you and I thank you for that, Father. Glory be to God, come to the little city. And Lord, I ask that you put in her patience to wait. To wait. Go ahead and
Yes.
mute yourself, Barbara. I can't hear myself. Okay, good. Thank you. Just one thing that a lot of people don't do, they don't sit and wait and listen for the Lord to talk back to them. I'm not saying that's what you do, but I know I've done it in the past. And I've missed out because I didn't sit there long enough and have patience to believe that God's going to answer me. And so you just need to sit and wait. And Lord, I'm just going to sit here until you give me an answer. And I thank you for it, Father, because I know you're going to give me an answer. Glory be to God. And then just thank him and praise him for doing it. He's told me and David today, said, just thank me and praise me. 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 And that's what it takes. That's what he loves for us to do, is to thank him and praise him. Thank him and praise him. You got a roof over your head. Thank him and praise him that you've got brothers and sisters that care for you. Thank him and whatever. Thank him and praise him that you got food in your refrigerator, whether you do or not. Praise God. Then they'll show up on your doorsteps out there like it has ours. The women here give us. Praise God. Oh, I got a refrigerator full of food. So, well, if y'all need something to eat, just come on over. But anyway, thank you, Lord, that you've given Barbara answers, Ben answers, and anybody else answers that needs it. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. You're an awesome God, Lord, and I thank you that when you've given us your Holy Spirit inside of us, that is so wild for some of us to think about, that the God of the universe lives in us. The power that created the universe lives in us. And we don't have to be anxious for nothing. Glory to God. And I praise you, Father, for it. Glory be to God. We are a new creation in you. We walk like you, talk like you, and act like you, and do the great and wonderful miracles that you did too, because the Holy Spirit resides in us. Praise be to God. And Lord, Romans 8 and 16, the Spirit himself, the Holy Spirit himself, bears witness with our spirit that we are your children. We are sons and daughters of yours, Lord. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. We're part of the kingdom of God. And nothing can take that away from us but ourselves. And Father, we know that we ain't turning back. We're going straight for you with all of our heart, mind, and soul, and body. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Whoo! My, 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 my. I feel better all over than I do anywhere. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. All right, anyone else? I had a song. Let me see if I still got it. All right, y'all get ready. I had to listen to the whole song, but y'all gonna like it. Oh, wait a minute. Go ahead, Pat. Did you want to say something before I played this song?
No, go ahead and play the song first. I'll chime in later.
All right.
Do some old worship Sunday night Holy Ghost songs. You're gonna know them. Join in and help us sing tonight. Lord, I just wanna thank you. Lord, I just wanna thank you. Oh, Lord, I just wanna thank you. Thank you for being so good to me. So good to me. Say, Lord, I
just want to thank you.
Come on, help us sing. Say, Lord,
I just want to thank you.
Oh, oh, oh.
Lord, I just want to thank you.
Lord,
I just want to thank you.
Come on, and that's your testimony. Just wave your hands and say, so thank you.
Lord, I just want to thank you. I want to thank you.
Come on, Lord.
So good to me. So good to me.
Y'all know this. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Take that
in. Power, 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 wonder-working power
in the blood of the Lamb.
There is power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb.
Everybody!
There is power, power, wonder-working power
in the blood of the Lamb.
There is power, power, wonder-working power.
Lord, send your power. Oh, Lord, send your power. Lord, send your power.
Lord, send your power.
Bring me
Lord, send your power.
Holy Ghost power.
Lord, send your
power. Come on, pray this prayer.
Lord, send your power.
Bring me
Lord, send your power.
Send your power.
Lord, send your power.
Bring me
Lord, send your power.
Holy Ghost power.
Lord, send your power.
Power to walk right.
Lord, send your power.
Power to talk right.
Lord, send your power.
Power to live right.
Lord,
your power.
Lord, send your power,
sweet Jesus, sweet Jesus, he's the lily of the valley, bright and morning star, sweet Jesus, he's the God of every nation, bless his name,
sweet
have to say,
Jesus, sweet Jesus,
sweet Jesus, hey! Jesus, in the name of Jesus, we have the victory. It's in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, Satan will have to flee. In the name of Jesus, we have the victory. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, Satan will have to flee.
Oh, oh, oh,
stand with me.
Oh,
that great name,
Jesus,
Jesus. Say, Jesus. That's above every name. It's in the name of of Jesus. It's in the name of Jesus. Why don't you join up with somebody right now? Let's give your power. Join up with somebody and pray in the name of Jesus. We need Holy Ghost power.
Somebody ought to stand up and shout, glory to God. That was some great music. Woo, if that didn't get you stirred up, there's something wrong with you. You can say, praise the Lord. Glory to God. I wanted to get up and dance like that guy in the front row there. Did y'all see him? Woo, boy, he was cutting the rug, wasn't he? Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, the Holy Ghost was all over him. That's what they say. All right. All right, Pat, can you beat that?
No way. That was a black church of white people. Praise the Lord.
Yeah.
Yes, I want prayer for that very scripture that you brought up, Michael.
Okay.
Which 2 Timothy 1:7. For God gave us not a spirit of fearfulness, but of power and love and discipline. And I'm asking the Lord to remove all fear and remove its ground anywhere in my life. And so I'm asking for prayer specifically for that in the Holy Spirit. Thank you,
okay.
Father.
Amen. Well, Father, we just lift up Pat to you, and we thank you, Father, that he doesn't have to put up with any fear, timidity, or any of that stuff. In the name of Jesus, we break its power off of him right now in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Father, he's going to be praying in the Spirit more than he's ever thought he would. And not only that, while he's praying in the Spirit, the boldness of the Holy Spirit will come upon him, and he will be just as bold as a lion. And we praise you for it, Father. Thank you for doing that for Patrick and everybody else that wants it and receives it by faith, that we are all bold in the Lord. And we praise you and we thank you for it, Father, that when we speak to people, that the Holy Spirit will speak through us and bring the words that we put in our memory slots and bring them out that would change people's lives. And we praise you for that, Father. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I said, thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. And I praise you for it, Father. You're an awesome God. You're an awesome God. Thank you for doing that for Pat, Ben, and anybody and everybody else that wants that. In Jesus' name, I want it myself. I receive that myself. I'm not timid. I'm not shy. I'm not anxious or any of that stuff in Jesus' name. I can't see anybody seeing that I was shy, but I guess I am. All right. It's done. It's done. And what did Jesus tell us to do? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I'm gonna have to get that song back. I'm gonna have to show Chuck that song. We're gonna play that, Debbie. Would that get them out their chairs? Absolutely, get them out their chairs. Glory to God. Oh, all 12 of us. Thank you, Lord. Glory be to God. Oh, my. It's coming. It's coming. Praise God. All right, anybody else want to be prayed for? I'm going to pray for everybody. Okay? Father, in the name of Jesus, you've given this great and wonderful gift of the Holy Spirit in us. And I ask and I pray, Lord, that you place it in our heart to surrender everything to you, Father, and to run after you with all of our hearts, that nothing be distracting us in our quest to come closer and to be right near you every step of the way, Lord. And I ask that you help us with that, Lord, with your grace and your mercy upon us, Lord, to bring us into that relationship with you that you desire and made us for. And I praise you, Father, for doing that for all of us. Every one of us that receives it will get it. And I thank you for it, Father. Glory be to God. I surrender everything to you, Lord, and I ask that you forgive me for being distracted from getting in and studying and praying with you, Lord. And I thank you, Father, that from this point on, it's going to be nothing but you. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen. And I thank everybody that receives that same prayer, it will be done to them as well. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, for doing that for all of us that want it. In Jesus' name. Oh, by the way, David texted me. He heard me up here clapping and singing, probably. He said, what'd you say, Dave? Oh, say hello to everybody for me. Hello. Okay.
Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Hello, David.
Yeah, amen. And I'll tell you what, can I ask y'all to keep praying for David? He goes sometimes two, three, 4 nights without any sleep. He might get a couple hours during the day or something like that. My prayer has always been, Lord, if he lays his head down on that pillow, when he raises his head back up to get up, he's going to be supernaturally supercharged with energy from you, Father. And I thank you for doing that for my brother David. Glory be to God. Thank you, Father, for helping David out in that respect. He's doing everything that you want him to do, Lord. And it's taken a lot out of him, but I know that you could put it right back in him. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Everybody believe that? Thank you, Lord, for helping David out. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
One of these days, y'all going to understand what he's doing. Woohoo! Thank you, Jesus. All right, anyone else? Oh, gosh, we got 2 minutes. We got 2 more minutes. Yeah. 4 minutes? Yep, 4 minutes. You're right. That's the first time he was right this year.
Michael?
I'm just kidding. Yeah, Joe, go ahead.
Yeah, can I just ask for you and Julie to speak afterwards? I'll be short, please, if you don't mind, after the conference. I'll be
Okay.
brief.
Okay. Yeah, we can do that. I'll take Julie with me because she can understand what Joe says, and I have a little bit of my Arkansas accent and his South African accent don't mix for some reason.
I'm an interpreter.
An
You put them
interpreter.
together and you'll sound like the
Well, I could do that, I guess. I've already got a lot of Yankee words in me, and if from all these Yankees I'm around. The only problem I have with people from up north is some of them talk real fast, and it just sounds like this to me. That's what it sounds like. I don't fault them for it. I just have to slow them down so I can understand what they're saying. And it's my problem. It's not theirs. They've been talking like that all their life. But we're down south. We like to take it easy. We don't like to just run it through the mill real quick. We like to talk real slow. You know what I'm saying? So everybody can understand. I remember the story that a guy told here one time. He was from Ohio, I believe. Anyway, he stopped in at a filling station, and he saw this guy with this leg in his hand. Looked like a great big chicken leg. And said the guy didn't have a tooth in his head, and he started talking that Tennessee hill country language. And he asked him, he said, "What is that?" And the guy, "Well, it is this, what it is, and it's an old ostrich, you know." And I said, "When I ran across this thing," and Tim said, I was hunting for a word that I could just get one word I might be able to understand where he was going with this. I didn't understand nothing. Anyway, it was real funny. Turned out to be an ostrich leg. He had shot an ostrich that had attacked his dog and killed. He said, "A big old chicken. I ain't never seen a chicken that big in my life," what he was talking about, but he couldn't understand it. And he shot that ostrich. Don't remember if the guy ate it or not, but he's that biggest chicken I ever seen in my life. I ain't never seen no chicken like that, boy. Anyway, I laughed when I way he told it was just comedian style. It was so funny. Oh my. Anyway, Lord, we thank you for blessing our night tonight or our day today, ever what it is in the world. And we praise you and we thank you for it, Father. Lord, place it in our hearts to keep praying and warring against the enemy for each other. And Lord, when we do it in our prayer life, let us mention each other in our prayers and pray for each other. And I thank you for it, Father. Glory be to God. In Jesus' name. Okay, y'all be blessed. You hear? Wait a minute. Did I not do that?
Still recording.
Where's the recorder at? Oh.